I'm going to share with you the two uses that I've particularly made of virtual worlds. And I'm showing here in the background a film that I've made. If you just put in Corellia Condor Blip TV, that's my channel as Corellia Condor, you can see that's me there, very similar to myself, sort of 20s, size 10, pink hair. That's how I want to be. And I'm becoming more and more like Corellia Condor, actually, I feel. While that's going on, I'm just going to tell you about these uses I've made of it. The first use has been for me personally. I'm a languages teacher. I'm really interested in talking anyway, but I'm very interested in improving my Italian. And I went into Second Life initially really just to see what it was like. And I was really fortunate to come across somebody called Carol Rainbow. Carol, can you stand up so you can see her there? She is my neighbour in Second Life. And also Nick, I don't know if he's here, but he's also next door but one from me. And they've really helped me get to know about Second Life. And they introduced me to an Italian teacher. And every Tuesday evening, I go into Second Life and I spend an hour and a half, well, actually 3 hours, but my husband thinks it's only an hour and a half, with these people learning Italian. And it's wonderful because really I'm finding that I'm learning Italian just by doing lots of activities, walking around with them. It all sounds a bit weird, but after about half an hour, you really do feel that you really are there. Sorts of things we do games, we go to virtual museums, we go to art galleries, we talk about the art that we see. And at the moment, we're making a little telefilm called The Hairdresser's Husband, where I play the part of a very jealous lover of somebody. Anyway, it's all really, really something which, for me, I find that I'm learning loads of Italian. The other thing is that it has a spin-off in that I'm meeting real Italians in this world, because we have real Italians who will fly in, join in with us, and now regularly I will meet up, particularly with one person who wants to improve his English, I want to improve my Italian, and as well as doing Second Life, we're also Skyping. So that's how I've used it. I've then reflected on, well, what is it about this which is really making me learn? Somebody said earlier on about putting yourself as the learner really makes you feel, well, you know, what is it that's working? And for me, I suppose it's this 3D element. That's the bit that's different. The fact that you are interacting with an environment and you're getting a 3D consequence, so that when I've done some sort of activity, instead of just getting points or things like that, I get a scooter, or I get a new hairstyle, or I get something which, you know, has come to mean quite a lot to me. Now, that's something which, yes, okay, I admit I'm a kid, but I'm teaching children as well. And that's something which I think really could have an effect for them. So that's the extra thing for me, the 3D, and also, to be honest, just the pleasure of it. You know, the Second Life is not easy necessarily to get into for people. It takes a little while. You meet someone really patient like Carol to be your neighbour, to say, don't worry, this is how you deal with it. But if you've got any staff in your school, particularly I was thinking primary, people who are having to upskill their languages, for them to come into Second Life, get in touch with me, Corellia Condor, and I can introduce them to people who can then speak to them. The second part of my talk then is then, how does this apply to my teaching? I mean, at the moment, I think it's relevant to me as a learner and to any teachers who want to upskill. Well, I'm ever so excited that Southeast Grid for Learning, I think it was through Dan Bowen, who saw me on Twitter and heard me talking about this, referred me to someone, and now I'm really excited that I've now got my own island, bit of an island, in Team Grid. So I'm setting up at the moment something called Lingualand. I've already taken one of my students into Lingualand, and after we had a little bit of initial icebreaking of chucking watermelons at each other through a watermelon launcher, the sort of thing you do with 15-year-olds on a Friday night. After that, we then thought about, well, how could we create this as a place that young people would want to come to learn languages? We've got wonderful plans. I'm really hoping that as many people can come and visit us there as possible. We're going to have some static games where anybody can come asynchronously, if you like, play these games, and there'll be a scoreboard to say who gets the best score. But also we're going to have a weekly event where people can come in live, real time, which we'll have to change because in Scolaborate, we're working with people from the USA, from Australia, from Canada, from Japan, and then we'll have a live event. I had a fantastic moment the other day when, with my chosen person who's starting to do this with me, Will, we were there talking about our land and what we were going to do. This was on a Monday evening, one of the snow days. And then suddenly, we saw this girl in the distance, a rather attractive girl, actually. And he said to me, I've never seen anybody else in this world before, apart from you, Miss Myers. So, because he does call me Miss Myers, even though I'm a lecturer, actually, there, I've decided to be. And then we went up to this little figure, And it turned out, you right-click on her, you find out who she is. By the way, I'm Skyping with him, so I'm telling him what he's got to do. You know, really giving it to him. We'll go up to her, say you'd like to meet up with her, this sort of thing. And it turns out she is a Spanish speaker. She lives in the US, but Spanish is her subject. He's learning Spanish. And it ended up, I could go on and on, but the happy ending to this story is that now he is meeting with her regularly at 10 o'clock at the evening. He is teaching her French, because she wants to learn French, and she is letting him speak Spanish. So this is something which is only just starting. I put in the talk I was going to talk about first steps. You can tell I'm incredibly enthusiastic about it. I know not everybody will be. Really, in conclusion, number one, unreservedly, Second Life is a fantastic place to learn languages if you're, you know, you're okay about the technology. Secondly, the potential for this, for young people, particularly teenagers, I think is fantastic. Thank you very much for listening to me.